Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Today on Radio Gorgeous, we have the huge honor of speaking with Sue Eisman. It is on the occasion of the publication of The Babes in the Woods Murders, the heartbreaking true story of two families' fight for justice by Paul Cheston. Sue Eisman was the mother of Nicola Fellows, who, along with Karen Hedaway, at 9 years old, was murdered outside of Brighton in 1986. Thank you for so much for talking with us, Sue.
Yes, okay.
Tell us what life was like in Woolscombe, outside of, just on the northeast part of Brighton.
Well, it was very close community, and, you know, they try and help each other, but, you know, I didn't really want them to get, I didn't get involved with any of them, really.
Yeah.
You know, I just kept myself to myself.
But it did seem like a relatively close-knit community, but also a community of working class people were sort of pushed to that community.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. But it was also at a time when, and I think for most people, this pretty much ended with the death of your daughter.
Yes.
Of children playing outside, people being in and out of each other's houses, that kind of trust in the community was eroded.
Yeah, that's so. But I mean, some children were still playing outside at night,
yeah. You
know. So I don't think some of the parents didn't take much notice of what was happening around them, you know, until it actually happened when they were found, you know, that the two little girls were found in Moor Park.
And they were found, and quite quickly, one suspect came to light. And that was Russell Bishop.
Yes.
Who was known to your family.
Yes, he was known, but he wasn't a friend of ours.
No. And he was also known to your daughter and to Karen Hedaway.
Yeah.
That must have come at some, at least relief at the time, that someone was caught and responsible. I mean, it doesn't take any of the horror away.
It will never take it away, you know. To think he was the person that we thought that wouldn't have done it, but, you know, when it came to the crunch, it was him.
It was him.
You know, yes. In my eyes only, I think, you know, it wasn't him, but there, you know, you don't know who you're talking to that would, but had to be him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he didn't sort of come round my house, you know, like friendship. He only sort of come to my house for his friend, you know. But
yeah, because you had a lodger in your house at the
that's
time.
That's it, yeah.
And who was friends with Mr.
With
Bishop.
Russell Bishop, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, in that community, I mean, I think people were around a lot and very aware of each other in that way, and sort of in the same way that everyone sort of knows each other or knows of each other.
As I said, it was close for other people, but I didn't get involved with anyone around there.
Yeah.
Only Michelle, of course, yeah. But, yes. You know, I just keep myself to myself there.
Yeah.
No, I'm sort of a shy person.
It did strike me that, from what we know of your daughter, that she was you, the sort of 2.0 version. She was the outgoing version of you. She was the cheeky.
She was the cheeky one, and she spoke her mind as well.
Yeah, she did sound like she was the one who was very engaged.
No, of course, yeah.
Very
she
outgoing.
After her father.
Yes, big personality.
Yeah, very big.
So, Russell Bishop was put on trial, and to to your horror, he was acquitted.
Yes.
Between his partner recanting evidence and the DNA evidence not being able to stand up to doubts. That was one of the first blows. Oh yeah, it wasn't DNA evidence, but the physical evidence was put into question. What Paul Cheston describes that moment of the not guilty plea as the most shocking moment of his long career as a court reporter.
Yeah. I didn't go to the actual the day of the acquittal. I was in my sister-in-law's house at the time when it came through that he was found not guilty and acquitted. And but then Nigel was the one that was up there, wasn't he? And heard all of it, so I didn't really want to go, to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, but I did go for the big one.
It struck me that the nightmare, like, when you think what could be worse than your daughter found dead and violated, and it just kept getting worse and worse. It's a year after this acquittal.
Mm-hmm.
Your then husband Barry,
yeah,
is accused
of
being a pedophile who had filmed his daughter having sex,
mm-hmm, yes,
with the lodger.
That's correct. But I mean, he wouldn't have done nothing like that anyway. I mean, if I found that out, I wouldn't be with him.
Exactly.
I think he would have been, you know, sorted by his own brothers then.
Yeah. You know,
if anything he'd done that sort of thing.
And now now we're very familiar with people wanting to get the limelight,
mm-hmm,
and being involved, like coming up with any story just so that, you know, the press will look at them. Mm-hmm. And the press was so prurient.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this girl who was also having a relationship with Russell Bishop,
yes,
could say this lie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was partially that people were willing to believe it because Barry's personality? You know, he was a big personality, he's quick to temper.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm not quite sure really.
I also thought that people might be more willing to believe it, that that the father was responsible, than to think that someone, you know, just someone they knew on the street could do it to their kids, because then it would be something that could happen to them.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I think they just, if they thought that, then, I mean, they got warped minds, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, Barry wouldn't do that anyway to any children. He loved children. I mean, yeah, he's got children of his own now, but, you know, he would never have done that. You know, he may be, as I said, a big man, a big mouth, but, I mean, that was him.
Mm.
You know, he was a talker bright, well, our street, thinking that he walked down the road, you know, think he's it and everything, but I didn't find that, really.
Yeah.
You know, but other people do. You know, they see it in him saying, oh, yeah, he's shouting his mouth off and saying he's going to get hold of him, whoever done it, you know. But I don't think he would. He's such a meek and mild underneath what he was.
Mm. But, I mean, this... Then not only has all of this happened, but then you can't even move away from it because people are hounding you, mm-hmm, then you have to move away from your home. And family, I mean, this has taken a toll. I know Barry has said that Russell Bishop literally has chipped away at your family.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had it at for us anyway, in for a cent anyway, when we was living in Moscone, because, I mean, when we moved from the Newitt Road and that, and they was going to move us down the road to further down the road,
mm-hmm,
and that. And then when we was looking at the house we was going to get, it was dubbed with don't want to keep out, you're a murderer. So, of course, we didn't take the flat, I mean the house at all. And then we couldn't cope with it, so we decided that we'd try and get out of Brighton, which is what Nigel did.
Yeah, yeah. And after that, I mean, and also, you know, Barry's put on the stand, your lives together, which weren't mm-hmm. easy, you know, to begin with, but totally exposed to this horrible interest of the press. Mm-hmm. And then almost as soon as the trial's over and he's acquitted, it struck me that there was a real contempt that then the police treated you with. You know, you went from victim to being the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I sort of try and keep out of their way, and you know what I mean? I didn't really want to get involved in anything that was going on. I just wanted to lead my own life, you know. And that, like, Barry wanted to talk, then he can talk. But to me, I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I mean, I lost my daughter, and that's it, you know what I mean? But no way. I mean, I just want to try and get on with my own life sort of thing now.
Yeah. Is it because then there was a long fight. First, there was double jeopardy. Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't, even with new evidence, wouldn't have been able to have been tried.
No.
And your brothers-in-law, really, and Nigel, really, and Ian just...
And Kevin
hammered away mm-hmm. and hammered away in a way the warriors that you... being so wounded couldn't be.
No. So all I want to do is say thanks to Nigel and Ian and Kevin for what they've done to get us to where we are today with the court, getting him back into court.
And say, because in 2003, finally, that double jeopardy law was repealed.
2005.
The book's wrong.
It's wrong.
The Queen signed a statute on the 1st of January 2005, but the actual appeals came out in 2003. Yeah. The actual statute came out of the law book in 2005.
Which allowed for new evidence. If there's new and compelling evidence, we can retry. So then Russell Bishop's acquittal was quashed.
Yes.
And he was rearrested, but not before Barry was arrested. Again, it came up.
I know, it was really bad. And that was only through somebody that said they saw sex things on my TV with Barry and Nikki, which was out of control anyway. She shouldn't have said all this. And I remember what it was they were watching on TV now. With Pac-Man, the game.
Right.
So I know what they were watching, but none of that.
Yeah.
Disgusting things, watching things like that anyway. And then, of course, they got arrested for that.
Yeah.
And then it was claimed that it wasn't the truth, so they let him go.
Yeah.
And,
but then,
I mean, he's from sort of, from then on, he was just getting accused of this, accusing of that, you know. I feel so sorry for Barry. You know what I mean? Even though I'm not married to him, but I feel so sorry for what he's going through.
Yeah.
You know, they still go on. I mean, they were accusing him anyway from day one.
Yeah.
So he was getting it always.
Horrific. But then Bishop gets rearrested. But then there's all this back and forth. The evidence is good enough. You know, meanwhile, you know, he's coming up for parole
mm-hmm.
and DNA research is it's sort of going hand in hand. But there's two steps forward, two steps back. Is it enough? Is it not enough? Is it enough?
That's it.
Finally, it was enough.
Yeah. I mean, we were going on meetings, weren't we? Meetings and all that. You know, and as you said, we got a little bit of evidence. Then we got something else, not enough to go to court. And then in the end, you know, it did took time. Actually, now it took quite a few years to get him back.
Over 30.
Over 30
years. Over 30 years.
And we had to didn't actually suffer, but I mean, it was going on and on and on for when is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And then when we got to say, yes, we got him, we're going ahead now. And we just had to wait for the date of the court case.
Did you still not allow yourself to believe that it was he would be convicted?
I didn't think it would be him, but then in a way after I thought him. I don't know, I just thought, is it him or not? You know, but there is somebody out there that's got to do it. But of course, that's what it was. Barry got accused of it again. If it wasn't for Russell Bishop, it'd be Barry.
Yeah.
And that's how it kept going all the time. Bless his heart.
Have you found... I know they finally have justice, Nikki and Karen. Has it given you a measure of peace?
I suppose so, yeah, because she's not wandering around in air. She's back in her little... Well, she's back into her little angel bed so she can rest now. Mm. She doesn't have to worry about, you know... And then I know anyway, because I know that she's there and she's up there with her brother and her uncles and aunts and nan and granddad, so... Just hope that she's not playing them up.
I hope she is.
giving them up for, yeah.
So, and where do you derive your support? Because you've had so many losses.
Mm-hmm.
Your second husband sounded like a lovely man, but he died.
Mm-hmm.
Your son, I mean, he was quite... traumatized and blighted by his sister's death and his father's accusations against his father and their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get your support?
I don't know. I think I'll just do
it. Family.
Yeah, the family. If I need anything, I can go to them, you know. But now I've got the support of Brendan now.
Excellent.
He's there for me if I need anybody to talk to. Because, I mean, he's known me too long. Bless him.
There was also a horrible, horrible moment, which maybe you can understand as a grieving mother, but had to be horrendous for you when Karen's mother, Michelle, also thought Barry must have done it.
Well, she was the one that said it in the first place.
Yeah.
She started the ball rolling. At a meeting we was having, after we'd done a walk to the police station, and we were in the foyer of the police station, and then we had to go upstairs into a meeting, and we were saying about Russell Bishop and that and what was happening, and then I said, "Well, who's do they gonna accuse if it's not him?" And that's when Misha said, Barry Fellows, of course. And that was only from what she heard from another police source. So, of course, the meeting had to stop because of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I don't know really how she feels about him now, you know. I don't care how she feels, sorry, but that's how I feel, you know. I just want to get on with my own life now.
Mm.
You know, it's my daughter, and now I've got to grieve for her and grieve for my son.
Mm.
It's not going to stop for a while now.
Mm. So the book is dedicated to you and Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, Paul Cheston was extremely dedicated to this case. Why did you agree to be so open with him?
I don't know, really. I think it's... he was a good guy, as far as I know. But, I mean, I had Nigel there anyway. If I'd done anything wrong, then he'd pick me up on it. you know, because sometimes I do go on and on and on, and then I forget, oh, should I have said that? Shouldn't I have said that? But, you know, but because I have been pulled down on some things, so then you should have said that, you know, and that. But I thought, well, no, I'm going to start speaking my mind, which I do then.
But also, I thought it was, with all the, you know, the sort of horrific press coverage and the mm-hmm. really digging around and mucking around, I think you could definitely feel there was trust between you, and mm-hmm. that he was incredibly respectful of you guys. Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask you both, Sue and Nigel, how do you want us to remember your Nicola?
Smiling, cheeky little girl. Smiling, cheeky little girl.
A smiling, cheeky little girl.
Mm. With a heart of gold. That's it. That's my memory, my Nick. Heart of gold.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Do you actually play music on your playlist?